But in the process of getting to that point, we have a few fundamental recommendations for Jackson to be set in just a minute.
Sure.
Number one, we recommend that the president declare and proclaim a Honor the Veterans Week incident to Memorial Day in May, to the end that the whole nation may have an opportunity in local affairs and local meetings and advertisements to pay their respect and vouch for their loyalty to our veterans. In that week, we should have, in our judgment, a registration day at which every veteran unemployed can register with NAB, with Employment Service, perhaps in the post office, so that we will know just where this remaining problem exists. Now, in material furnished by the Secretary of Labor, we know that the hard remaining group of unemployed veterans is only 250,000, and half of those are in the 58 cities of the area. And what we propose
is that, how much of that is the minority group?
14%.
Only 14?
That's right.
What
we want to do, what we want to do is to pinpoint these 58 cities and stir up the activity there to the end that that figure can be substantially reduced. That will give us a chance also to get employment for the disabled more in the forefront than it has been in our general and we have reason to believe that American business is going to like to dovetail with your work.
You've got a chance to take staff both from business standpoint and from
that's it, exactly.
Yes.
We also want to return to our international job information. Right? We've had three of them, one in Asia and two in Europe. And they've been wonderful.
These are the guys who are heading up in Europe.
These are the fellows that are soon to be veterans.
Of course, they're separated.
But they're in the service.
Yeah, so they just don't come home and wander around and go on pot.
And more than that, Mr. President, they also have the temptation to citizen.
And how would that program be continued?
It would be by the Department of Defense and the NAB. But our group would sponsor the last one, and that would be our swan song on that particular sort of activity. So we're going to have a registration pinpoint.
I think John Ferris thing in connection with Memorial Day is great.
Yeah. Let me suggest something on that.
Yes, sir.
Let's just keep this under the hat for this moment. Memorial Day is fine. But a very significant day, great conference, will be the 27th day of March, when the last POW returns will be. Why not have it? That people are back the week. In other words, Memorial Day is a holiday and people are going to run around and screwing around. They don't really know, but you might just say, all right, that's it.
We're having a great
time. And well, they say, here they are returning. Now, let's honor our POWs, but let's honor all veterans, because I think a lot of guys, you know, these poor fellows have served and they don't come back heroes and they've been kicked around and all the rest. Don't you think so?
Yes. I agree with
you. So, because I know that. It's like the guy that's in the rear area of war. He does a hell of a job and all the rest. And so some guys up in the front and so forth, and they have to jump in the foxhole a couple of times. The guy back in the background would have been there if he had the, you know, been ordered there, he wasn't. So we just got on a remote. That's the whole point.
I see it.
I think that's
the point.
Let me think about that. I like the idea. I like that. We'll do it one way or the other.
And that's marvelous, because I think
then you'll follow through then. I want this
follow
thing.
Through
with regard to NAB will follow through, but I want this thing followed through with regard to with the
people abroad,
because we're going to continue to have people abroad coming back. And your manpower training, NAB and the rest, let's work on that.
And the Department of Defense.
The Department of Defense. Several times, and we've had that experience. We as co-sponsors with the defense. It really works.
Another point, Mr. President, we discussed before I came in, and I know you have some thoughts about it. The approximately 150,000 ran out of the country we don't want them to come back and grab these jobs. So we're going to do something to see that these veterans get them. You know, whatever's going to happen on these officers that want to give them amnesty. We just feel that, well, I think this group agrees with my things, we shouldn't give them amnesty. But the big thing here, we should point out to the general public, that 150,000 coming back will be competing with these veterans who served their country for the jobs. And we have to do something to see that that doesn't happen.
We must over exaggerate that.
Oh, we won't over exaggerate it, Jim, but we have to make sure.
Jesus, very expensive.
Yes,
you know, it's protein.
These are not
great.
Secretary, right as it's designed to fit the heart of those veterans there. And then we're after 10,000 of the handicapped.
We're going to be working this back together. I love that handicapped. Just think it's great because, you know, there's nothing wrong with their brain. Based on this direct talk, it's great potential to their brain, but it's taking.
Their motivation is terrific.
Their motivation is great. That's the point. You know, you get me a great big hug of a man with a reasonably good mind, and the rest of him sitting as a can. But you've got to be a guy that's really motivated. And that's a wonderful thing to have in your shop, isn't it?
Well, it looks like the Americans.
That's why sometimes the very pretty girls are much less, shall we say, competitive. Hire someone.